Now it's time for the segment we call 300 Villages. This week, we're visiting Chattanooga, an old gold mining area about 30 miles north of Fairbanks on the Stees Highway, and Glen Allen, a community at the crossroads of the Glen and Richardson Highways.
I'm Shirley Franklin from Chattanooga Lodge, approximately 28 miles out of Fairbanks. I believe Chattanooga means white fish, if I'm correct. I asked some natives many, many years ago, and she went did some research, and that's what she came up with. So we have a gold dredge across the street where a lot of people come out to look at it, and ours place is just like a restaurant. You can hike a little bit around this area, but now that people are starting to move in, a lot of it's becoming private, so you can't get on the property anymore. But there's some trails here for four-wheeling and snow machining. And then people do a lot of bicycling on the road out here in the summertime. They have marathons out here. Some of the land is coming open for people to purchase, so there's more and more people coming in. The state takes care of the road. They do a real good job of maintaining it. And so we get a lot of snow machiners or sometimes dog mushers come over. So, I mean, we've got trees that right now, that it's beautiful, the colors of the trees. Wintertime is nice with the snow, but that's about all. We've got a river that's about 9 miles from us. A lot of people float the river. I see beaver, I see lynx, fox, moose. It's been a long time since I've seen a bear, but they have been around.
I'm Kathy Stratton in Glen Ellen. I'm a library aide. And as far as our library goes, we have a great Alaska section. Sometimes people have trouble finding something in Anchorage or Fairbanks that we have here in our Alaska section. We are 189 miles east-northeast of Anchorage. When people drive through, they don't think there's much here because it's just drive through on the highway and they think they've been through Glen Ellen. But if you start looking around, there's something behind every bush. We actually do have a local radio station. We have a Bible college and a community college. We have a medical center. It's a crossroads. Most people coming into Alaska will come through here, going in or coming out. In the 80s, it was a bumper to bumper practically, and now it's not nearly as many. We'll fly now instead of drive. Well, we do have a wonderful view of the Wrangell Mountains, which are gorgeous, but just coming along the highway, it's just, a few houses and businesses along the road, and that's what most people see, unless they stick around a while. Of course, they're active volcanoes, Mount Wrangell especially. It hasn't erupted in a long time, but you can see the plumes of steam escaping often. And I think every year it gets down to at least 50 below, but it doesn't usually stay that way.
That was Shirley Franklin, a lodge owner in Chattanooga, and Kathy Stratton, a library in Glen Allen. 300 Villages is AKA's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ellen Lockyer in Anchorage. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state.